to the How to Be a Minimalist podcast, where it's all about finding your kind of minimalism. Feel free to come and hang out with me on Instagram at How to Be a Minimalist, or you can also email me at howtobeaminimalist@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out the show details to find links to the articles I talk about, my YouTube channel, and books that I've written. And now it's time for the show. Episode number 44, four minimalist wardrobe tips for the changing weather seasons. Hello there, minimalists. It is great to be back. Great to be feeling well. And also, we are now settled into our spot in the Pacific Northwest. And my husband is back to his job. And yeah, we are doing really well. I've got a podcast review today, which always is so helpful and supportive of the show. Thank you, That Girl Jess. I really appreciate it. She gave 5 stars and says, inspiration. I've been really enjoying listening to this podcast and gathering inspiration for my minimalism journey. Love the tiny living snippets too. Thank you for the encouragement. Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Always, always so nice to get a review. I've also had some book reviews on my latest book, which will be linked below, and that's very nice too. So thank you to everyone who is supporting the show. Speaking of tiny house living, so when we kind of were heading towards the end of our travels, yeah, we got this issue with our motorhome and we took it into various places. Someone said they fixed it. We took it back when they hadn't. It was kind of a mess. But our summer honestly has been amazing. We traveled so much more than we have the other previous summers, and it's just been a really, really wonderful time. It is a hassle sometimes to have a moving home, of course, but overall, I wouldn't change anything, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity. We have been to so many beautiful, wonderful places, and yeah, it's just been awesome. Our new little space is actually on somebody's property. So our kids are loving running around. They're picking blackberries that are like noxious weeds around here. And it has been a really, really nice space to be. It's very quiet and very, very calm, just out in the country. It's very nice. I decided that from September 1st to the 7th, I was going to participate in High Carb Hannah and Plantiful Kiki's Eat Your Veg Challenge. They were talking about it on YouTube and also on their YouTube channels. So I decided to do that because the last month of our travels, I just was eating and feeling terrible. My feet were hurting again. I think I was starting to snore again, which really bothers me. But I just had various things that I knew were not going well for my health, besides the fact that I had gained a little bit of weight. So I decided that I was going to jump in and kind of go cold turkey back to just eating super clean. I love their Eat Your Veg Challenge because you fill up your plate half with veggies that are non-starchy, and then the other half can be your starchy vegetables or like oats, beans, that sort of thing. I loved it. That's when I got strep throat. Well, I was already sick, but I really, that's when I, had to go to the doctor with the strep throat thing. But I am so glad that I was eating that way because I think it actually made it a little bit better and easier to get over. And also the foods are just so, they were easy to make very simply. And so I was actually able to keep on doing it, even though I was not feeling great, not talking well, my throat was killing me. So it was really nice, but I have continued to eat that way. I'm not going to get on the scale yet. I don't want to get on there. I used to get on every day, and I just, for me, I've decided I don't like that. It doesn't really work because I just have so many emotional ups and downs that I'm just focusing on all of the really good things. So my skin is smoothing out. My feet aren't hurting anymore. I am not snoring anymore, to my knowledge. I just have noticed that my face is a little bit thinner. My gums like are brighter red and just very healthy and vibrant. So I know that I am just feeling better. My focus is better. I just feel really great. And I know that my clothes are getting looser. So I know that I'm also losing weight. Even if you don't want to eat plant-based, most people can eat more vegetables. So if you have been, you know, wanting to get rid of a little bit of weight or just want to feel a little bit better, just try to make half of your plate 50% either greens or non-starchy vegetables and see how you feel. Like, I don't know. I've felt great and it's been wonderful. Now, of course, do what you want and calorie count if you want to, but I have been eating as much as I want. I just make sure that every time I go back, I eat my veggies first, and also I make sure that I keep on going with those 50% portions. It's awesome. Also, if you want to see what I'm eating or keep up with, you know, my cat or whatever is going on in our life, you can follow me over at Instagram at howtobeaminimalist. And if you want to join the next Eat Your Veg Challenge, it'll be starting on October 1st. For my something interesting today, while I was laid up and feeling unwell, I basically binge watched a ton of YouTube videos from creators that I really admire. It's really hard when you don't feel well. You're laying there, you have all this time, you could be doing something, but I don't know, I was not feeling well, so I didn't really feel like writing or feel like editing. It was like probably going to turn out really horribly if I did attempt that, so I couldn't do anything, so I just mindlessly watched YouTube videos pretty much and read blogs that I hadn't read in a long time. So Kira Ann, I watched one of her videos. It didn't come out all that long ago, but she did a minimalist closet tour. And I've seen so many other creators and people that I follow on Instagram and just, you know, random people that are all changing out their clothes for the season. And also just talking about how they're building their wardrobe. And so I kind of wanted to talk about that today. I think that Kira has a very neutral based closet. And so if you like that look, it's a really, really good closet to take a look at. She just has a lot of clothing that is, yeah, it's really very neutral colored and a really good example, I think, of how you can make a minimalist wardrobe work, especially when you live in a location that has four strong seasons. So today I have four tips for you. My first one would be that when you are looking at your clothing for the changing weather, ask yourself a few questions. First off, what will work for the next season? I personally don't like to wear a lot of long-sleeved t-shirts. They just kind of never go into a jacket right and or a sweater correctly. I also like to wear layers, so I mostly have a lot of t-shirts. I have one or two long-sleeved shirts. I do have a couple of cardigans that I wear over my t-shirts, as well as two hoodies and one jacket. We live in the Pacific Northwest, and I have found that when I have fewer hoodies, it's actually a lot harder because our clothes get so wet, and it's really hard to make sure that everything dries out. Nothing wants to dry out. It's very humid inside, so I find that this works best for me. Because I have mostly t-shirts, they kind of go for both seasons, and you might have the same thing. You might have several t-shirts that you can wear in both summer weather as well as winter weather, and if you take a look at your closet with that kind of abundance mindset of, look at all these things I have to wear, you may not need to buy as much for the next season. This might kind of sound silly, but I actually try to not say I don't have anything to wear. I don't really want to feel negative about my clothing after having spent so long feeling negative about my clothing as well as body image. And so I always try to look at my clothing with an abundance mindset, and it is helpful. I know it's kind of a strange thing, but and maybe it doesn't make any sense. Maybe it's just for my crazy brain. I have no idea. But I do like to look through my closet, see what I can wear for the next season, and see what I will continue enjoying. And it makes a really big difference in maintaining my closet and the amount of items that I personally would like to have. Tip number two would be that, if possible, keep your clothing all in one closet. I know some people have small closets, and it might sound difficult to do this. My closet is about 4 feet tall by 15 to 18 inches wide. It is kind of on an angle. I guess it's 2 feet deep. It's very, very small, but I do keep all of my clothing in there except for my shoes. My shoes don't fit. It has been really good to move all of my things from another space that I was holding clothing in as well as my closet, but I decided to move everything over so that I would be able to be accountable to myself for what I actually had and owned. I didn't see any reason why I should continue to keep so many clothes that I wasn't going to wear in one space, and so I have moved all of my things from the two spaces and combined them into the one. I'm also really happy to have the other space available to myself. It just makes a lot of sense to me. Some people take the off-season clothing and put it into a box or a bin or something like that and store it away in their attic or basement when they're not using it. And if that's how you like to do it, that's totally fine. And it actually really works as a great organizational system sometimes. The problem with that is that even though you might think that your closet looks really nice having very little in it, which is true for sure, I think it's really appealing, the temptation can be that you might justify saying, oh, well, I have a lot of space. I can put another shirt in here or a pair of pants or whatever. That is when slowly, one item at a time, we can get overstuffed closets and it will become this issue eventually, unless you're super careful. For me personally, I just feel like keeping all of my stuff in my closet makes sure that I am very aware of how much I actually have and how much I use. It also easily helps me to decide what is getting stuffed way back or at the bottom of the pile. It's always there, and it helps me to be able to see what I can get rid of and make my closet an even better space. If you do pack your things away per each season, what I would say is that make sure that you pack things away nicely and cleanly and don't put things away that you probably aren't actually going to want anyway. I think it's very easy, I know from experience, to say, oh, well, I might want to wear this next summer. Let's say you're getting rid of your summer clothes to pack away until next summer. I think it's easy to take those things that have stayed at the bottom of the pile and put them in your box because you don't really want to go through the trouble and emotional issues we sometimes have of going through and deciding what we really want to keep and what we don't. It's much easier to put it in the box and say, oh, I might wear it next summer. I'll go ahead and just store it away. The thing is, that is creating more clutter, even if it's not necessarily seen. It is taking up space in that box and it is going to hang over your head. Every time you see that box, you'll remember that there are things in it that you probably need to go through. If you're packing away your things, if you're going to that travel to pack your things away in preparation for your winter weather, you might as well just go through your things the best you can and ditch and donate what you are able to get rid of. Not only will you be saving space, but you'll be able to save some time and emotional energy. My third tip would be to ask yourself, what do you really need? Every time we are having a change of seasons, I go through this with both of my children as well as myself. We get rid of the things that we don't need anymore, and then we go through and we ask ourselves, what do we need for the next season? I usually like to have 4 or 5 pairs of bottoms for my children, and also very about 7 to 10 tops that they will really enjoy. Again, like I said, we do need some extra hoodies because of that really wet weather we receive. Oh my goodness. And so we do keep 2 hoodies per each child as well as a coat. But we go through, we see what still fits. We kind of do like a little try-on session and we make sure that everything that we are keeping is something that will be worn and worn happily. My daughter cannot stand wearing jeans. She does not like them. It was never something that I really had her wear when we lived in a warmer and drier climate, and I just didn't ever really think about her being stuffed into jeans. I was like, oh, she's a little girl, she should be able to play and run around and be free. And she also loved to wear skirts, so I would get those little skirts that have the little shorts underneath with the skirt on the top, and she loved them. As she's grown up, she's loved wearing leggings and joggers and things like that. She had a pair of pants that I just felt that she should have, one pair of nicer pants. They were a nice, cute pair of jeans. She wore them once and it was such a fight. I kid you not. It wasn't worth it. And when we were going through her clothes when our winter was ending, we got rid of those pants and we donated them. They were like perfect. And I'm glad I got them used because she only wore them once, like I said. But it made me realize, like, okay, this is not what my daughter wants to wear. And I do feel that there is a certain amount of responsibility for me to help my kids to be able to feel really good about themselves and the things that they are wearing. And I want them to know that, you know, this is kind of a good thing that we can wear in this social situation or that social situation. I'm trying to teach them those things, but we're going to have to figure something else out because she does not like jeans and it was a total waste of space having them in the closet. What do we have in our closets as adults when we are going through our things? It's kind of easier to see what our kids go through because, I don't know, most of them tend to not care at all. So they will just pick up the first 5 shirts that are on top and they don't really wear anything else unless you go through and you rotate them. As adults, we kind of do the same thing though. We're just a little bit more aware usually of what we actually are wearing or not wearing. When I have a change of seasons coming up, I usually take the opportunity to lay things out, see what outfits are still working together, see whether I need to get anything else into my wardrobe, and I am pretty much good to go from there. I definitely take the opportunity to ditch pieces that I'm no longer wearing. If I did not wear something all season long, I am going to donate it for sure. I just don't want it taking up space in my home anymore. Laying out outfits and trying things on is actually a really good idea because you kind of get an opportunity to check out kind of what you actually are wearing. And maybe sometimes you will come up with a new combination of a top and a bottom that you really like. Because I layer things, most of the time my t-shirts stay exactly the same. I just swap t-shirts out and get new ones if I, you know, get a stain or last year I shrunk out of I can't even remember how many different sizes of clothes. And so I was just going through a lot of purchasing and donating cycles with my clothing. So that was kind of weird. I am not any different from when I was wearing my winter clothes just a few months ago. And so my body's not any different. I'm different. I think we're always learning and growing, just throwing that out there. But my body is not very different. And so I'm pretty much just going to leave my clothing exactly as it was until I have eaten enough vegetables that more of my body is healthier and there's a little bit less of it because I am still in an unhealthy weight range. When you go through your clothing, though, especially if you look at your stuff from this summer and ask yourself, what did I actually wear and what did I not wear? Getting rid of that stuff, I think, is really cleansing and it's a really good time to see what you actually wore and didn't. And it's like kind of like you're a little bit less emotionally attached. So I think it's a good opportunity to do that. Once you've gone through all of the trying on and ditching and donating, that's when it's a really good time to decide what you actually need. And what I would do is I would be very specific about the type of item as well as the color, maybe even a pattern. Just be as specific as you can about what you are looking for. This way you have a solid list for when you go shopping. Whenever I am looking around at my clothes and asking myself what I need, I'm much better able to come up with something that will work with all of my clothing, especially when you have things out and you can kind of say, ooh, you know, it'd look really good as a navy shirt, maybe with polka dots on that one. Or I really use graphic tees a lot. I should get another graphic tee. It's just so much easier when you are looking at all of your things and have everything laid out than when you're at the store looking for something and you don't have all of your clothes there and you don't know what you really need. So making a list is super important. My fourth tip would be basically kind of dovetailing into this. When you go shopping, don't go looking to see what you can find. Find what's on your list. This is pretty much a great rule for any type of minimalism you're practicing that has anything to do with physical possessions. When we go looking to see if there's something we want, of course, you can find so many things every time you go out. All the time, you can always find something that you might want, and you will probably find things you didn't even know that you wanted. This is one of my reasons why I really try to avoid big box stores, because I always find something that I want. I'm so much less content when I am shopping at big box stores, and I really try to grocery shop at grocery stores specifically. I will even try to send my husband into stores because he won't care about the things that I will care about, and it just works so much better for me that way. It might take a little time to find the things that you really want, but if you know exactly what you want, it might be easier for you if you go to thrift stores, if you look on some of the secondhand stores that are online, you will likely be able to more easily find exactly what you are looking for. If you are patient, and it may take a while, like I said, and you might have to make a little bit of a compromise. Maybe you'll not find exactly what you wanted, but you will know what will work, and you won't waste the space and money on buying something that will not work with your wardrobe and that will end up just being one of those things that you donate within a year or two. I know that clothing can be a big temptation for some people. I don't like shopping for clothing. It is really just hard and frustrating for me usually. I like to make it as quick of a process as possible, but I do love looking at clothing as somebody that has sewn a lot in her lifetime. I love looking at clothing. I love seeing the different fabrics. I love seeing different patterns. I love seeing what's in style, but ultimately I don't want to spend a lot of money on those things. And I also really don't want to fill up my closet with things that I'm not going to wear. For today's minimalist challenge, I would say to go through the clothes that are from the season that you are coming out of right now. So for instance, I'm coming out of the summer season. I'm going to go through my summer clothes and see what is on the bottom of the pile, what might have fallen back, things I never wore or only wore once, and I'm going to see which items I can get rid of. You can also look at things that you just, every time you saw them this past season, you were like, oh, I really don't want to wear that. Anything that's like that, try to ditch or donate it. That way, when you put those clothes away or tuck them to the other side or back of your closet or whatever, wherever you put your off-season clothing, when you put it away, the next season you won't have to think about it and won't have to look at it and won't have all of that negative energy from those things. I think it's a really great way to take care of your clothing, and also hopefully if you donate it, someone else will get another use out of it. I really appreciate all of you being here. It makes such a difference having such a great audience that is showing up all the time and leaving messages, comments, and different things like that. It really means a lot to me. If you want to see more of my updates that are kind of more daily and personal, head on over to How to Be a Minimalist on Instagram. It's really where I hang out. I don't really have any other social media, and I've just basically decided that's where I want to hang out if I'm going to be on social media, and it's a great platform to be on. Good luck going through your clothing, and remember, it's all about the experiences, not the stuff. I hope you enjoyed the show. With so many listening options, I'm glad you joined me today. If you'd like to support the show, please consider leaving a review, sharing with others, or becoming a patron. You can support the show for as little as $1 a month. For $3 a month, you will have access to 2 bonus exclusive episodes. Thanks for being here.